We are continuing our shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are now on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet and Ot Samech Chet. Awesome, right? So it's 100, page 134. And the title is Kol HaParsuf Yesh Zivugim. Every Parsuf has its various Yichudim Zivugim. The Katnut of Zivugim the Gadlut. We'll see that there's different tekufas in the lives, different periods in the life of the Parsufim. They are sometimes able to do what's called the Zivug the Katnut, and it's called something called Zivug the Gadlut, which we'll explain. I will explain the different types of mochim, which is shefa, which is produced via the zivugim. It's like a woman having a child. A woman has to get pregnant, then she's able to give over after she's nurtured that zera and to produce a shefa. Exact same thing with the same pasukim. V'hine says the Machaber. Hine hamochim the ibu yenika v'gadlu the patsuf abina deza nimshachim lo miyisrael saba v'tfunam. So let's take a step back here. So we're going to open up what's called the patsuf of zah. In the patsuf of zah, we'll find there's five different sections in zah. And it's as follows. The first and the lowest section is called the Nahi. The higher section to that is called the Chagat. The higher section to that is called the Bina. Higher than that will be Chochma. And the highest part of Zah is going to be called Ket. That's the way it's written out in Arizal. The first two sections are really, we don't have to do any rectifications in that particular two sections, the lower section, the Nai and the Chagat of Zah, because it's already Mesuken Mesheshis Maaseh Bereishis. So already before we come into the equation, into the world, already Kadosh was Mesaken that. All we have to do is the Bina, the parts of the Bina, and the Chochma, and also the Keter of Zah. The top three portions of Zah need rectifications. Now, how is it we're going to have to draw? What we're going to have to do is draw Shefa from the higher worlds into this Patsuf which calls Zah. Now, where we're going to source this energy and bring it down to Zah, that's going to be called from, we're going to source it from what's called Yisan Saba and Tvuna. Yisan Saba and Tvuna is going, we're going to go there, get Shefa from those two Patsufim, and bring it down into the Bina of Zah, which is the third section of Zah. And then he continues, V'amochim de'ibo v'yenika v'gadlis patsuf chokhma d'zan nimshachim lo me'aba v'ima yila'in. As we go higher in the patsuf of Zah, it's as we said, it's a patsuf of chokhma. How are we going to get source? Where is the source of energy to energize and to rectify the patsuf chokhma d'zah? That is through getting it from a patsuf which is on top of it called aba v'ima yila'in. And then he continues, so finally, when we want to rectify the Keter Dezah, for example, on Shavuos, we work with the Keter Dezah, which is coming up, we're going to go all the way up to Arachampin in order to source that energy and to bring it down into the Keter Dezah. Lechem, b'kol cha me'apartzufim anal, the Yasud ve'abav ima ve'arachampin, mu'chach sheyesh lehem zivug, deny the chaga shalahem. Kedei lamshich hamochim de katnu shalahem de ibu yinika. V'chen zivug de kachbad shalahem kedei lamshich mochim de gadlo. Therefore, the process is as follows. Now, once we localize, we understand which particular portion of Zah we're working with. For example, during the weekday, we work with the Bina de Zah, which is the third portion of Zah. In that third portion, if we were to open that up again, subdivide, to open up that portion called Bina Deza, we'd find a whole five parts of that. Well, let's call it like this. We're going to open up the Bina Deza, we're going to find three sections over there. One section called the Nai de Bina, the section called Chaga de Bina, and the third section called Chabad de Bina. Or some call it Kachba de Bina. And therefore, I have to energize in Bina Deza those three sections. Now, how do I energize it? Again, I'm going to subdivide it as follows. The nine chagat, the Bina Deza, I'm going to energize it and rectify it by making a zivug katnas. That's the technical name. That means I'm going to be bringing shefa from Yisrael Saba and Tfuna, as we just mentioned beforehand. When I want to make energize and rectify the higher part sufam of Bina Deza, which is called the Kachba Deza, or the Chava Deza, then I'm going to have to source the energy from what, as we said before, for Abba, Ima, Elohim. So those two subdivisions that we just made between the Nahi and the Chagat, on one hand, and the Kachav, on the other hand, is called Zivug in Katnas, for the previous one, and for the latter, it's called Zivug the Gadlus. Important to remember these different definitions, because they come over and over and over again. Let's continue. Vihine. Azivugim the naive chagat, the kol patsufim em zivugim tedirim. Now he's mentioning a rule is that we now have defined two different types of zivugim, unions. One called the zivug de gadlus, and one called zivug de katnus. Katnus refers to the patsuf of naive chagat, and gadlus always refers to the patsuf of chabad or kachbad. Now, when we're dealing with the zivug de katnas, important to remember this, it's always called the zivug tedirim. It's on a constant basis. Tedirim means constant. As opposed to zivug in gadlus, which is not constant. That takes our energetic consciousness to go in there and to produce a zivug consciously. Okay, Mashiach and with Tadiri, that's a much easier flow because it's happening anyways. We just have to Mishtatif Pula, means we have to join into the process. Mashiach and when we speak of a Zivug de Gadlus, which is Enu Tadiri, which is not going to happen by itself, we have to really concentrate and really make a Zivug over there. The Inun Tzrichim El Maaseihem Shel Yisrael Le'orem. Sorry, Einon. Excuse me. And when it comes to Zivug de Katnus, which is Zivug Tedirim, which has happened anyway, so therefore we don't have to come about to Me'orel and to start the process. לא להזדווגו פרצופים העליונים להמשיך מוחים דגדלו את פרצוף התחתיהם. So all we have to do then is משתתף פעול הנזיבו קטנוס, which is tedire anyways. And why is it tedire? So it explains the reason why it's constantly done, these zivugim by themselves, is to keep the world going. Those are the basic elements that are created due to the zivug, the atmosphere, gravity, you know, the sun coming up and going down, you know, the weather, the seasons, the cycles, everything, every what we call the natural tendencies of the world, the natural world, that is always happening due to the fact that the patsufim are mezavig tedir. But which part of the patsufim? The lower parts of the patsufim, which is the nai and chaga, which is called zivugim in the katnos, a zivug katnos. Masha Enken, he says, when you get into a zivug de gadlus, that needs our positive effort in order to create the zivugim. And that's in order to bring Shefa de gadlus down. Nimsa, she zivugim de naid v'chaga de yasud hem tedirim, zivug de gar de yasud hu alidim mitzvot she'osim Israel. Therefore comes out the Yisrael Saba and Tvuna, their Nayin Chagat is always in the Matzav of Tedirim. Masha Enken, the Kachab, which is Gadlus, is not in the Matzav of Tedirim. That's what it needs our Torah mitzvahs. V'chein zivug the Nayin V'chagat the Abba V'ima Hem Tedirim. Same thing V'Abba V'ima. V'zivug the Gav Shalem Hu Al Yidei Yisrael. V'chein zivug the Nayin V'chagat the Arachapim Hem Tedirim. V'zivug the Gav V'Arachapim Hu Alidei Yisrael. The same process happens to all of them. Now, on page Kuf Lamed He, Od Tzrichim Anu Leodia Bize, we also have to mention another fact. Zivug de Katnus Yeshnam Shtei Bechinas. When it comes to Zivug Katnus, we have to add a little bit of a detail here, because we say it's Bekatnus, but there's two different details we have to add here. Ki yesh mochim de katnus de chiyut olamet bilvad, as we mentioned. The first katnus is the mochim de katnus, which is produced through the zivug de katnus, is, again, the tachle is the kiyuma olamos. She mochim amaspikim rak de kiyuma olamot bilvad shelo yitbatilu, in order to keep the world going. Yesh mochim de katnus me'olam yoter me'elu. And we also have another form, another to'eles of the mochim de katnut, which is above those. Shinim shram et tosefet otzma, v'kashem nimshachim lezun, nitan koach lezun, la'alot le'aba ve'ima, sod ma'im nukvim. So another to'elet, not only that the fact that it's going to be running the natural world, but also it will be energizing Abba, Zav and Nukva, in order to give them strength, in order to be maliman, to maliman, as we spoke about beforehand, previous shiurim. That's the ingredient that needed. It's integral part of the process of aliyas man and yiridas mad, is to have this initial mochim de katnus coming down from Yisus Sabav Tuna into the katnus of Zav. Very important. And what is that going to do exactly once Zun receives the Shefa from the higher Patsuf? Le'orir azivug de gadu shalahem. That in turn is going to me'orir in them to make a zivug in the katnus. Omochim de katnus eilu ha'me'ulim me'ulim le'marot shegam em nimshach al-edei azivug denai v'chaga de yasut or abavim or arhabim shem zivug in tedirin she'en tzirich le'masem shal Yisrael le'orir ha'me'ulim. כנעל עולם על כל פנים בעת שיש נמחנה באדם בישראל לעשות מצווה גורמת התעוררות זו שהשפע נשפע מהזיווג תדיר הנעל יהיה בתוספת כואר בעוצמה יתרה. So the question is that why do you have to concentrate on these things anyways, if already the zivug the tadiri is happening anyways, that's why it's called tadiri. So what do we have to mechaven for that? The answer is because it gives it extra strength. The truth of the matter, this is a famous question that the Mefarshim pick up and have asked, and there are various terutzim to this. Minchas Kohen gives another teretz, the Shemes Sosson gives a teretz to this question, is that if there is a zivuk tadiri, why do we have to mechaven for it? So one of the terutzim which is bring down because it gives extra strength. Another teretz was I gave you previously because it's mishtatif pu'ulo. You're joining in a manaf kamir if you mishtat the pula. Now that the anyways manaf kamir would be schar. Are you going to receive reward for this or not? So it depends. If you're concentrating on, you will. If not, it's true. It's going to happen anyways. And since you're not mishtat the pula, you're not going to get schar for it. Okay, let's move on. Ve'ali de mochim dekatnus elu nitnim lizuvuk akoach be vahechalot. לעלות בסוד מים נופן כדי שיזדב גול פרצופים עליון ולהמשיך המוחם דגדו לזום ולשאר פרצופים העולם את כולם. So again, once you mechaven in it, it gives it extra koach. It's going to bring down the shifam from Yisus Abba Tvuna into Zun, and then Zun will ultimately will be able to be maliman all the way up to the highest patsufim, and then in return will receive shifa from the highest patsufim. Okay, let's continue on Od Samech Tet now. Biur inan atikun she'al idei mitzvot v'siluk ha'mochim she'al idei avonot. Okay, now he's going to explain to us what happens when you do a mitzvah. And what do you do? What happens when there's a siluk mochim? Well, as we explain, through somebody doing an avera, the opposite. Chaz v'shalom. Okay, let's continue. Biur inan b'prat u'diyotihu. Ki ka'ashe adam Yisrael mikayim ezer mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, הוא מברר בתוך העולם עוד ביעה מניצוצי קדוש השם שברי כלים ורפח ניצוצים המתייחסים לאותו המצווה לאותו העד ולאותו הנשמה של האדם ההוא מה לאותו המצוות מה הם נוקבים מה לזו דעצילות. So what does it mean? It means that when a person does a mitzvah, he, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, will go down into the world of Bi'ah, into the lower worlds of Bri Yetziyasiya, will then withdraw, if we say, the holy sparks, and bring them up with the kelim of the kelim and the rafach netzutot, which are nogeh to that particular mitzvah that he's doing. And through that mitzvah, through that kavana, he will be able to bring up with his, and including his own neshama, will erase all these elements, including his neshama, all the way up to the highest world, and that's the yesod of my nukvim, into the world of atzilut. בסוד מים נוקבים עד יעשו, ועל ידי זה מתעוררים כל הפרצופים לעלות מים נוקבים לזה עד רום העלות. שהוא עד אב דאב ואב דסאי דאק. So the process is that the birum is going to go all the way up until a place called Ab D'Ab and Ab D'Sag, which is the right and left brain of Adam Kadma. Then what's going to happen? There's going to be a zivug between Ab and Sag D'Ak. Motziim, therefore, after there's a zivug between Ab and Ab and Ab D'Sag, the shefa is going to come up, like in childbirth. And therefore, motzima me'enayim o metzar de'ag teish esfil de'elyon de'ben ve'es esfil de'ma amidyachzim la'oto b'ruurim. From the enayim de'ag is going to come out what's called the ben, and from the metzah, from the forehead of the ag, is going to come what's called the ma. O mitakin me'otam ve'nasim ha'em mochim de'gadlu de'kol patzuvim da'tzilu. And once the shef comes out from the enayim and from the metzah, it's going to drift all the way back down, and guess what? Back into the Patsufim, which need this new Shefa in order to rectify them, because they are chaser by definition. They will come all the way down, and 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 it's going to come all the way down, the Shefa, this new and refreshed energy, is going to go all the way down into the Patsufim, zun that zilu. V'arilam, sh'al yedei kiyum mitzvah, so it comes out through doing a mitzvah. A person is going la'am sheikh mochim de gadlu lezun de b'chinat ota mitzvah. A person is able, through just the fact that he's doing a mitzvah, it's regardless of the fact whether you're doing a ma'aseh in the mitzvah or you're doing a machshava on this level anyways, even if it's only a mitzvah should be dibur, like learning Torah, like we're doing now. That's enough to send birurim all the way up to the highest spheres of the highest patsufim, and to bring them back down into the lowest spheres and the lowest patsufim in order to do that tikkun which is applicable to that particular mitzvah that you've just done. So the opposite is also true. When a person is faced with a challenging moment, on a mitzvah, if a person conquers Yitzhara and is not over on the Avera, הוא גורם כנה לברר לעלו בירור ניסות קדושה שייכים לאותו עולב. A person will have the koach, will be given this shmai to raise up on the ניסות which have a connection with that particular love that person has conquered and successfully not been nirshol in, has not stumbled over. ולעלות למים נוקבים פרצו לפרצו ואמרו מעלות לתקן המשם ולהמשיך המסוד מים מוחים לכל פרצו מדי הצילו ומדי יחסים לאותו העיל עליו. So first of all, has achieved to go all the way up with that energy that he's created, that positive energy of not doing the Avera, to do the exact same thing as if he was doing a positive mitzvah. But if a person is faced with an ase, or nisan shalav, or a love, a bit, or a se, or a bit, or chaval alav, as gorem pagam gadol b'olamo. That's the seriousness of the avera. The person does such an avera. In the same way, we saw the tremendous rectification, the tremendous power the person has, just with the person's mind is. It's absolutely amazing and powerful. The mind is can go up to the highest spiritual worlds that there is possible. And therefore, the inverse is also correct. The person, by the person's machshava in an avera, can do the exact same thing in a negative way, and create tremendous, tremendous destruction in the highest world. So, one little machshava. Az gorem pegam gadol beolamot. והוא כי במקום לברר לעלות ואומרים שמגיע לזמן המתקנם אז הרי לכן הזדמנו למצווה ההיא או ניסיון ההוא תקנם להמשיך המסוד במוחים יש שבע גדול בכל העלמות ועד רב הוא גורם לחדש ולחזק את שליטת קליפות באותם בירורים ולא משום המוחים ולא נתקנו העולמות. So instead I've been given this tremendous possibility and opportunity to do a fantastic mitzvah and thereby making tremendous rectifications in the higher world and also in your neshama, to grow your neshama. A person, chas v'shalom, is nirshal, falls down and does the complete opposite, destroys worlds, destroys patsufin, and negatively brings down negative, what we call tuma, into his neshama, chas v'shalom. והנה, זהו מה שנמצא כתוב תמיד בדרוש הארי ז"ל. This is what we find often in the written in the words in the Shem and the name of the הארי ז"ל, שעל ידי המצווה שעושה אדם עושה או לא תעשה הוא גורם להשיך מוחין לשפע ואלו ידי ביטול מצוות עבירות הוא גורם סילוק המוחים. And this is what's called the concept of סילוק המוחים, the removal of positive energy, positive שפע. But the truth of the matter is not really as it's stated. And he explains himself. We know that every single minute of the day there's a possibility to make a mitzvah. והרי שכל המצווה הוא בחינת נפרד בפני עצמו, אבי מצווה איזה מצווה בפני עצמו. ואין לה שייכות אלה מצוות שנעשה ברגע אחד, כי כל רגע נידן לעצמו. Each second of the day is different from the previous second. ולכן כל פרצופי העולם שנתקם על ידי הקיום מצווה לא שייך לקלקול על ידי עבירה לסלק ממנו המוחים שנמשכה בו כבר על ידי המצווה ואפילו אם עובר או ביטל או אותו הסוג המצווה ואז הוא נתקם מקודם דהרי כל התיקון הוא בבחינת נבחד בפני עצמו אלא מוחה שבבחינת שקיבלו המוחים על ידי מצווה של לקיים כבר נשארו לשלמות ומתוקנות לעולם ואילו הבחינות שלא נתקנו בגלל שביטל האדם במצווה שבאה ידו או עבר על אותו עליו נשארו בלי מוחים כלל וזו נקרא סילוק מוחים. זאת אומרת שלא נמשכו מוחים שהיו רוי להמשיך. So he's pointing out over here a very important rule not to get too depressed when a person does an avera, because you might think silik mochim, therefore I've completely I've sort of detonated a tremendous bomb inside of me and I have spoiled the work that I've been doing for the past 20 years. That's not the case. The case is that whatever possibility that you had to do in that particular moment of doing a mitzvah or a sheva tas and not doing an avera, that possibility of bringing the positive energy into you was spoiled, and therefore that's called as if you've taken away something from yourself. But it's true. The truth is you haven't taken anything away, because whatever you've done till now, it's saved up. It's like putting money in a safety vault, put it in a bank in a bond which you can't touch for the next 20 years. Every penny you put into that, every pound you put into that, that's saved for your. If saved for your next phase in life, which is the next Olam Haba, but then you're going to reap the reward and all the interest which is compounded into that bank account. But that you can't affect it whatsoever. That's protected by Hashem, because otherwise, in Shal Gigulim, the Arizal explains to us that if we were able to access those that's chal, then we'd never come out of this world. We keep on coming back, and keep on trying to rectify what we're doing. And unfortunately, a person always, there's no person on this world that does only mitzvahs, and therefore you're always constantly coming back in this world, and you wouldn't get anywhere. So the Kashbah has set up the system that every time you do a mitzvah, it's hidden away. And the Schal Mitzvah, Baha'i Alma Leka, as we learned in Perkei Avos, that there's no way you can get access to that. The Schal is too big, and therefore it's locked up in a place where you have access to it. And therefore, which is a good thing for us,
is a good thing for us, because that's going to save us from spoiling it. Because if we had access to it, and we say sometimes we're playing Shabbos, we're doing all these mitzvahs, where's the schar? You know, I want a good life, I want this, I want money, I want this, that. Well, the truth of the matter is, if you were to be given all that power, you might spoil it, and therefore it's kept far away from you in order to make sure that is not tampered with whatsoever. And therefore, when you reach the next phase in life, you'll be able to really appreciate the schar you're given, as opposed to when you give a child a million pounds, you can't really appreciate that money. Right. Okay, so what we're going to stop it here for now, and then we'll continue next time.